Bonnie Montalioni is the prime kind of the feature. And she's a scientist and artist who is trying to gain awareness about marine plastics through her work at UNCW. So UNCW playing a very strong role in this.
What exactly is marine debris and marine plastics, and is there a difference between the two?
So marine plastics are literally that plastics that have found their way into the marine environment. That can be, you know, a plastic cup that's found its way to the beach and then subsequently gets taken out to sea. That can be small pieces of plastic, wrappers, lids in particular are a good example to plastic bottles. But marine debris can include things like crab pots, abandoned crab pots, you know, abandoned lobster pots, any kind of abandoned materials from fishing and marine maritime activities.
Obviously, with the presence of marine debris and plastics in the water, it poses a hazard to the environment and wildlife, with animals getting stuck in abandoned crab pots or mistaking the trash as food. As a coastal scientist, do you see this happen a lot?
I think some of the impacts that we see most immediately and that many people are able to identify with, in particular for the plastics, are associated with ingestion. You know, your larger fish will consume, and these items can be found in their gut contents. And we see them on a regular basis, actually. My students and I just conducted a sea turtle examination of a necropsy of a sea turtle, and there was plastic in its intestines. And that was just conducted just a few short weeks ago, and I believe it was from Core Sound.
When plastics and debris are in the water, is there any hope that maybe eventually one day they'll be removed?
What happens over the course for marine plastics is as they are transported out into the ocean and kind of broken down by the sun and broken down by just being transported, you know, at the surface of the ocean, they become degraded into smaller and smaller bits. So no longer is it a whole plastic bottle, but it might be a variety of different sized plastic pieces.
It's exactly those bits and pieces that artist Bonnie Montalioni uses to build her artwork. I have a picture here in front of me, and if I had to describe it, it's like a mosaic. There's bits of glass and plastic and little pieces of metal, essentially trash that's arranged in such a way that creates
a series of, that's a very good way to describe it. There are pieces of artwork that are illuminated, particularly from daylight coming in through a window so that you can see through. It appears more as a window. And large canvases to which Bonnie Montalioni has been able to affix plastics to a series of canvases or pieces of artwork depicting a wave. So the exhibit really benefits from this impact of the 3D effect of the marine plastics.
The exhibit takes place next week, December 1st through December 4th, at the Institute of Marine Sciences in Morehead City from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's free and open to the public. If you'd like more information, go to the events calendar at publicradioeast.org. Dr. Noble, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you, Jared. Bye-bye.